Benson's word is what healed them and delivered them from their destruction. The word of God is the ordained instrument for deliverance of all kinds. Join God's servant, Sunny E. Olide of the Comforter Revival International Mission, as he brings the word of God ordained for your deliverance. Welcome to the Comforter Hour of Healing and Deliverance.
Thank you for another great and wonderful moment in your presence. Thank you for charging us. Thank you for strengthening us. Thank you for making known to us that we are being recreated with your incorruptible seed. We honor you once. We say thank you for everything you have done for us. As we are here again to be strengthened and to receive, grant us grace to accept what you have graciously given unto us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for doing it for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Interesting singing is, when I saw from the Bible that Jesus and his disciples sang hymns. Today is an entertaining night. Matthew 26 verse 30. So what we are doing there? God will bless all of us. We will enjoy God's blessings all the days of our lives. Are we in Matthew chapter 26 verse 30? And when they had sung an hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. They sang. Do you understand? What do they sing? An hymn. And they say, when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you will sing many hymns and songs. Do you understand the point? But you know the 80 generation. Sharp. Now we are here for something. Because Mark chapter 11. The little thing that remains for us to get balanced, God will make known to us. In the name of the Lord Jesus. We are going to read from verse 20, Mark 11 to 23. 20 to 23. An incident happened, an incident took place when they were going. Jesus and his disciples were going somewhere, and suddenly he got to a place, he saw a tree with enough leaves, expecting to pluck some fruit and eat. But he find none. Then he just released a word. He never man eat of you forever. And they left. At that point, it's as if nothing happened. Like the first day of our crusade, it's as if nothing happened. But the following day, they were coming back. You know, Peter, he observed very well. Let's read now. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto Jesus, Master, behold, look and see, the fig tree which thou causest is withered away. Now, he gave us the everlasting lesson of deliverance. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. Have faith in what God has done for you. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he said. Now, sickness and disease is a mountain. The title of my message tonight, Speak to your mountain. He didn't say pamper the mountain. Speak to that mountain. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, it means every mountain has a name. The Mount of Olives, Mount Everest, sickness and disease has a name. Address it by name. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, tuberculosis is a mountain. Say to it, tuberculosis, in the name of Jesus, I cast you out. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, being thou removed. You don't say it, you say. You tuberculosis, in the name of Jesus, I command you, leave. I say you shall leave. Eye problem, eye get it, address it. Stomach ulcer, address it. It doesn't matter the gravity. All you need to look into is that, look at the gravity of God, not the gravity of the sickness and disease. That whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou moved. They are not saying to you for pity. Say to this mountain. When pain come upon your body, say to that mountain, you pain, I command now, leave. It will leave. Now, let me come like this. Oh, it's okay. Come. This is white. If there is pain at the back, maybe you don't know, but there is pain at the back. And this brother just gets up and says, ah, brother, there is pain in your throat at your back. It only helps you to know what is there. Abi? Now, when doctor diagnose you and say something is wrong with you, it's like a brother tell you that there is a stain in your cloth. All you need to do, go back home, remove the cloth and remove the stain. Now, the best way to remove stain from cloth is to dip inside water with correct omo and wash it. The best way to remove the dirtiness of sickness and disease in your body is to address in the name of Jesus. Move. It's as simple as that. When somebody diagnoses, you say, this is what is seen in your body. Good. Thank you very much. Go immediately after we remove the cloth, dip it in water and wash it. Say, you this. They say this hepatitis. Say, you this hepatitis. I address you now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Go. If you say he's not going to go, he says, because Jesus removed you, you cannot stay here. The reason why sickness will obey you in the name of Jesus is because Jesus himself took it away. So what Jesus took away from you must not remain. Stop pampering sickness and disease. It's not something to be pampered. Jesus never tell you to pamper. He said, whosoever shall stay unto this mountain. We know now we are the cloth that is stained and go to government house. What are you going to do? You have to remove it and do what? If it doesn't clean with normal omo, what will you buy again? Ipo. Eh? You use it again. So when you start washing the cloth, are you going to be washing the general cloth or you will be focused on that at the cloth? Then anywhere, any pain that you see in your body, be focused there. Do this thing, name it, command it to live, and it will live. Whosoever shall stay unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. What a great testimony. Huh? Jesus never said that Satan will not come with trouble. He has already prayed that God will keep you from the evil. May God give us understanding. Whosoever shall say, if me, if trouble is battering your life and you refuse to say what you need to say, then it will remain. It didn't say whosoever shall explain about it. Whosoever shall say unto this one, be thou removed. You don't explain sickness and disease. You command it to leave. That's what Jesus said. You know, today we are very nice in explaining how the thing is doing us. We thought we are doing anything reasonable. Explaining how sickness is dealing with you is magnifying Satan. Am I communicating? Huh? I know some of the things we do, we don't know. That's what I'm really angry. But for verily I say unto you. Who did he say so? Say verily Jesus say unto me. That whosoever shall say unto this mountain, address it by name. If you don't know the name that the doctor call it that name. Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he said. Let's assume that this brother said, stomach pain, in the name of Jesus, I command you go. Say to where? Go to anywhere you like. What I am after is that leave me now. I never return. Jesus said he will have whatsoever he said. What will he have? He will have the sickness removed. Then he will be free. Why do we address sickness and disease in the name of Jesus? Because Jesus has already removed it from you. What he take away from you, don't allow anybody to establish it. Don't allow any medical doctor to establish it. And you too do not establish it. Eh? You know, unfortunately today we pray, we never believe. The greatest thing that God hates most in life is unbelief. We have many unbelieving believers today in the house of God. You say, I believe. You believe. What does it mean to believe? You have. If you know you have healing ahead, why are you sick? You don't believe. Know that you don't believe. Don't agree that you don't believe. You need to be believed. Eh? What did God say you will have, sir? If you say nothing, what happens?
You have nothing.
That will never be your portion. Say, I receive grace to stay. I receive grace to address that mountain. And the mountain has no option than to leave in the name of Jesus. Sickness and disease have been removed from you. But when Satan throw it at you, don't fear him. Address it to me. Eh? You know, Wigginsworth is a man that everybody knows as a man of faith. What big man of God was going to his house one day? He carried newspaper and put like this. He knocked at his door. He opened the door for him. He wanted to come and say, you are permitted to come in, but not with that newspaper. Because newspaper will make you not to believe God. He said, drop it outside before you come in. Here, the only newspaper here is the heavenly news. He read the Bible, and the Bible saturated all his faculty. You know, when you meet the news of this earth with the Bible, you will have a mixed multitude. But it's good to be current. What did God tell you? Let me show you. Because current and currency are make us to be where we are. You know, a young man came to me and they said, as you tell me my secret, I laugh. You know, you like to read everything that is going on. I don't listen to news. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Eh? Whatever, you know, your input determines your output. What you put in, I'm not saying news is bad. But as far as I'm concerned, that is not what God ordained me to listen to. Whatever you listen to enter you, whether you like it or not. I'm not against news, you can listen to news. But me, if only me doesn't listen to news, it won't spoil anything. Eh? Can we go to Colossians chapter 3, verse 1? Eh? Okay, if we listen now, okay, a vehicle left Lagos for Ibadan. He had an accident, the 18 passenger died. Plane crash. Would you like to enter motor? Is that not a news? What would that news create in you? But if you read your Bible, which is why you are here, you are preserved. Excuse me, which one way? Colossians chapter, let's read from verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are in Nigeria. Is that your Bible? It says, if truly you have been risen from the dead together with Christ, it says you should seek what? From where? What is in above? The word of God. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. He said you should seek those things. Some of you now, you cannot do without reading news. Newspaper, daily. You just have to read. I want to know what is happening in the country. I want to know what is happening. It's good, though. But that will go to the level of your faith. Whether you like it, not. Seek those things which are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. Sit down your Bible. What did he say you should seek? Where Christ is. He didn't say where Christ is seated. Do you notice them? You know, some of us, we read newspaper and then our Bible. And it says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, not by the newspaper. You see, if you see a tuberculosis patient, it is placed on the land, and you jump it, you cross, you say, we are catching. Is that a good news? You can't listen to such news 10 times without being afraid. Am I communicating? But as you knew that it's flying. But what did God, the Holy Ghost say? Speak what? Those things which are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. Fast. Verse 2, God bless you. Oh, you are not offended, please. I'm only teaching you what to make you to enjoy freedom. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Will you be hearing, will ever be casting the news and say, plane crash? Is that what they will tell you? The news we hear from them is that nothing is impossible. But on earth, they will say there is a particular sickness that is incurable. There is no sickness that is incurable. And you have the empower to heal all manner of sickness and disease. If you read your Bible. What did you say we should seek? Where can you find those things that is above? From the word of God. He says seek. He didn't say read them. Say seek. What is the meaning of seek? With your whole attention. You have to be focused. You have to invest enough time to bring those things out. And the moment it jumps into your mind, that's all. I see God making you to experience freedom afresh. In the name of the Lord Jesus. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever, it doesn't matter your name, shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed. Don't say to this mountain how big you are. Be removed and be cast into the sea. And shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he said. Simple. Now, when the thing swears you, bah! You say, you are welcome. Right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, away with you. You know one thing? Eh? Up, down, and beneath. Every knee must bow to the wonderful name of Jesus. No matter how big it looks like, it must bow. Matthew chapter 8, verse 17. Let's read 16 and 17. There is no secret. Let me tell you. The only thing that sickness and disease respect is the word of God and the name of Jesus Christ. He asked me also when he hears you. How I wish you will address that mountain here tonight. Maybe it's something you cannot even share with anybody. You are ashamed of it. Address it and send it away. It will go. Don't ask me how is it going to go. It doesn't matter. All you are after is that it must. When the evil was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. It means sickness and disease is devil's possession. You know, sometimes, you know, when we are growing up, we know we are still growing. We still growing. In those days, I used to beg God, please, Lord, help us to take this thing away. One day, say, I will not. It is no longer my duty. It is your duty. I never tell you I'm going to help you to take it away. I've already taken them away. Then, if you come, will you? And I say, okay. You know, many times we sit down. Say, Lord, if you take this sickness away from me, I will start you all the days of my life. You are only be ignorant in ignorance. Because there is nothing like that. Maybe somebody share his experience. That he just talks to God and God, that is not scriptural. Anything that is not biblical and is not scriptural should not be followed. And he cast out the spirit with his word. And in all that were sick. Two things happen. I'm teaching you something. The best way to heal the sick is to first know that sickness is a demon. First cast out the sick. If you remember that man that got healed of eyes, I said, you unclean spirit of blindness, in the name of Jesus, I cast you out. Eyes be restored in Jesus' name. That's what's all. Two things happen. Before Jesus could heal the deaf and the blind, he first deal with the demon. He cast the demon out and the eyes were restored. And when you get to the environment where you know that he's saturated with unbelief, carry the person out of that place. Do you know what that's what Jesus does? That blind man. You know, by side, he caused that situation. Say, woe to you, by side. They know they believe God. He just carried the man out of that unbelieving environment. He carried where the atmosphere will be okay. He now flat, he do that, he lay hands. He said, do you see? He said, yes, I see men like trees. He said, the second time. Because unbelief has made it to see men as trees. So sometimes when you know that the environment is not conducive for a miracle, pick the person out. As we did in Delhi, you know, at the back of the tent, started carrying, I know the environment is saturated with unbelief. Do you understand that? What did Jesus first do? He cast out the demons. Then, something else happened. If you refuse to send that demon out of you and the sickness never go, address the demon behind it. You, this Satan behind this trouble in my life, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Out, it will obey. Please don't die in sickness and disease. It is not your portion. He has already set you free. Experience your freedom. Oh my God. Don't wait for anybody to come and do that for you. Now look at what he said. And he all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he instead took. Why did he heal all of them? Or he has healed them first in the spirit before he healed them in the physical. As far as God is concerned, he has removed sickness away from humanity. What of unbelievers? They never know. They will begin to know when they are saved. Now, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he didn't say it once. He instead took our infirmities and bear our sickness. Simple. On this ground I stand. Because Jesus sacrificed himself to take away your sickness and disease, I command the disease to leave in the name of Jesus. It will happen. If it doesn't happen immediately, that doesn't mean that it has not happened. Do you understand the point? Whether it's headache, immediately address it. It's English, I call it headache. So obey the English language and say, you this headache, in the name of Jesus, I command you leave. You know, in the leadership meeting, one man said, if you meet snake in your house, you know, when he was giving his testimony, he said, will you leave it till tomorrow morning? Do you know many of us will leave a big cobra in our house till tomorrow morning? You see it in the night, say, no, no worry. No worry, no worry. Tomorrow I will deal with you. Immediately address that. Jesus said, whosoever shall stay unto this mountain. Don't say, hey, he this sickness, he gets me. Have you? Address it by name and command it to leave. It will leave. If you want it to go to Mediterranean Sea, name anywhere, it will follow. You will not be sick again. I say you will not be sick again. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You know, I used to see a lot of things. After the first night of the meeting, oh my God. In the morning, when they bring us, for now, do you know what these people did again? They say, I couldn't sleep. Thursday night. And I know, I've already know. Whenever we go for crusade, the night I know they sleep. Because I know what they may like to do. I myself, I'm already awake. So why do you didn't sleep? He tells Peter, be sober and be vigilant. He says, keep the G. So that's why I need to keep the G. Don't ask me why. I'm telling you why. I kept the G. My eyes was wide open. And they say, now, I'm already here. So you can't do anything. The people have been set free. We come here to announce their freedom. And they receive their freedom. You have nothing to do. Now, in the name of Jesus, the atmosphere becomes free. Huh? Whose duty to address the mountain? Why? Because the mountain has already been removed by him. In the spirit. Then address the mountain that has been removed. And the mountain will live your life. Oh my God. Say, I receive grace. So address the mountain. Anytime mountain come to me, I receive grace. So address the mountain. And so command the mountain to leave and go back to hell. In Jesus' name. Is my eyes, he said, address the mountain. He said, it's my waist, he said, address the mountain. If you don't know the name, if they have tested you and diagnosed you, they call it the name. Address the mountain. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, it shall go. They may not obey you, they will obey the name. They will not obey you as a person, but they will obey the name of Jesus Christ. Do you understand? For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he said. Some came to us and say, sir, I need prayer. I say, on what? Say, just pray for me. I say, I don't do that. Prayer on what? Be specific. Some of you will say, every demon harassing my life, I in what way? Is he harassing your life financially? Address it, be specific. Don't be a general masha. What did he say? Whosoever shall say unto thee. He didn't say unto these as of many. One. And if the trouble like that man, he has appetite, he has this, they address them one after the other. This is the key. If it is poverty, you should know what caused the poverty. Maybe it's your laziness. Address that laziness to leave and get into working. Huh? It's okay, I will address it tomorrow. No problem. But me, as soon as I said it, I address it right there. Eh? When? Immediately. The question is that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities, all of them, and bear. Do you have our translation? Come and read this verse 18 for us. 17 for us. I beg, give me the microphone. I think it should quickly resume this duty once and for all. So that when I say English, he speak in that would be better. He has gotten a job. Amen. Because I don't want Bruno to collapse. He will speak Hausa, speak Mimuye, speak English, speak Yoruba, speak all. Abba, only you.
Master Sura Takos Aya Shabafi. Wannan kuwa domin a cika fadar annabi Ishaya ne cewa da kansa ya ɗebe rashin lafiyarmu.
Da kansa.
Himself.
By himself. What did he do?
Ya ɗebe rashin lafiyarmu.
What is the meaning of that, please?
Our sickness.
What did he do with it? No, speak, I'm hearing you.
Ya ɗebe rashin lafiyarmu. Ya kuma ɗauke cuce-cucenmu.
Excuse, how many shushes did he do?
All.
Duka. What is the meaning of all?
Duka.
Who removed it?
Jesus.
Did he say he's going to remove your shushes when you pray?
No.
He has already removed them.
Yes, sir.
Then what he has removed does not need to stay in your body.
Yes, sir.
What a great scripture.
Yes, sir.
Please go to Psalm 103, verse 3, as we close. Hi. Hi. Shushes. So he has removed all your Jesus. Then address it in the name of Jesus. Jesus, leave my body. And he will leave. Psalm 103 verse 3, please.
Ya gafarta dukkan zunubaina, ya kuma warkar da dukkan cuce-cucena.
Read it again.
Ya gafarta dukkan zunubaina, ya kuma warkar da dukkan cuce-cucena.
Read it again.
Ya gafarta dukkan zunubaina, ya kuma warkar da dukkan cuce-cucena.
Please, how many of you here also ask more? Do you grab anything? Eye problem. Cuce-cuce of eyes, he has removed it.
Yes, sir.
Cuce-cuce of ear.
He has removed.
Shushetushe of stomach.
He has removed.
Shushetushe of liver.
Yeah, okay.
Shushetushe of leg.
Yeah, okay.
Shushetushe of bone.
Yeah, okay.
What a great God.
Yes, sir.
We need to celebrate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
Anywhere the shushetushe is standing in your body, he said he has removed it.
Yes.
Then with this understanding, he said, through this shushetushe of eyes, in the name of Jesus, I command you, go back to your shushetushe where you come from.
Yes, sir.
He will go back there.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Who removed it?
Jesus.
Why did you remove them? So that you will be free.
Yes, sir.
My God. How?
Please, read this again. How many should you
do? Oh.
Oh.
Whatever discomforts your life, whatever makes your life not to be easy,
now, in the name of the Lord Jesus,
amen. I command them to go back to hell.
Amen!
How many did you remove?
Oh!
Please come. Let me come without your material. I believe you will be okay. You are okay already. Holy God. All of you worship. Where is your book? Who take it away? I take it away. Is it because you pray?
No.
Do you beg me to take it away?
No.
I decided to take it away because of the love I have for you. Jesus decided to take away all our shushe because he loves us. So when you understand that all your sicknesses and diseases have been removed, when they say you have this, you say, in the name of Jesus, I don't have it. If by mistaking you have come there, I address you now to live in Jesus' name. Say, whosoever shall say unto, you need to say. If you say something, you will get nothing. Learn to say what God has spoken concerning you. Thank you. Are you blessed? Say thank you, Lord Jesus. Right now, I give you the next 2 minutes. If there's any pain in your body, address it by name.
An baka lokaci yanzu ko mene ciwon da yake rayuwarka ka fada ka kira sunan ciwo a cikin sunan Yesu ku barka
I command that pain to leave you
na ba da sanarwa wannan cutan ya bar ni
and break the power of the devil that sent in that pain
kuma ka lalata da iko na shedan da ya
haka in the name of the Lord Jesus
a cikin sunan Yesu
address it now
ka kira wannan ciwo
da mountain
kai wannan da ciwo ka fita daga rayuwa na da ciwo ko wani irin ciwo inda yake da a cikin sunan Yesu na kire ka in rashin lafiya ne ka kira sunan ciwo ka kira sunan
Yesu
ya mamu fahimta mai kyau.
Mark chapter 9.
Markus sura 9
verse 25.
Aya 25. Aya 29.
When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying, what does the meaning of saying? He didn't say it once. Unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee,
come out of him,
and enter him, and enter no more into him. I want you to address that your situation like that. I command you to leave me in the name of Jesus and never to return into my life anymore. Look at this. I charge you. He addressed sickness and disease as him. Can you imagine? It means it's the setting of the devil that comes to oppress you.
Yes, sir.
Learn to address your mountain and cast it out and command it never to return.
Yes, sir.
In the name
of Jesus.
That was the secret.
Yes, sir.
So when you are confessing what God said, you are not just talking. You are establishing something. You are establishing what is established in the spirit, in the physical. But when all your mentality carry all these, they say, I get this, I get that. They say, my last day is here next week. Then they say, I will go to that, let me begin to prepare my casket.
No. An ce wai kashe wa ya doctor din ce kashe mutuwan ka shine fasi ne zuwa ke ma sai ka fara tsoro.
No think of that.
Ka ke tunani ha.
Address it.
Ka kira shi da suna.
On family day.
Kai mutuwan da ka
so. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
A cikin sunan
Yesu. I reject you.
Na ci ka.
You are not my portion.
Kai ba nawa bane. Kana ci suna barin ka. You are not my portion. Kun gane.
Lift up your hand and
ko wai daga hannunsa ko ina kake.
I am he.
Kace na warke
with his Christ.
Ta wurin dukansa.
All my sicknesses.
Duk ciwo na.
All my diseases.
Ko wani rashin lafiya na.
Were removed.
An cire su.
Were taken away.
An cire su.
By Jesus Christ himself.
Thank the Yesu da kansa.
What Jesus has taken away from me.
Abun da Yesu ya cire da kansa.
Will not be established in my life anymore.
Bare sake da wa rayuwa na ba.
The spirit of him.
Rusa.
That raised Jesus from the dead. Dwelleth in my spirit. He giveth life. To my mortal body. My eyes. Receive the life of Jesus. My ears. Receive the life of Jesus. My kidneys. My liver. Receive the life of Jesus. My bones. My blood. Receive the life of Jesus. From the ear of my head. Down to the sole of my feet. Receive the life of Jesus. My 6 days are over forever. Because the Holy Ghost. Who raised Jesus from the dead. Dwelleth in me. He giveth life. To my mother's body. My 6 days are over forever in Jesus'
name.
Give thanks to him.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website, www.thequeen.org.ng.
Or call the following number for more inquiries.
081-3553-7845.
080-6061-8421.
070-6227-0070.
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord. Thank you.